Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back to our show. It is Isaac, that's me, Big Sook right over there, and Crazy Eyes McGinley is here, although he doesn't really talk on the air, but... He's
here.
Very famous.
Yes.
He's the reason we are on the air. We are out here at A&A Sportsbook and Casino, which is a beautiful place out here in Richfield. If you have not been and you like to occasionally dabble in sports betting, if you have the DraftKings app in Oregon or if you're in Washington. Well, Washington has DraftKings too, but you can't. Washington doesn't have DraftKings, does it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so you have to. So if you live in Washington,
I have to go over.
You
into
have
Oregon.
To go to Oregon. Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're a sports bettor in Washington, this is the place to bet.
Yes. Or if you're in Oregon, you can come up here and you can bet on college sports. You can bet on anything.
Yes, it's very cool, and we've actually got a lot of people out here tonight getting ready to watch Monday Night Football, Niners, Cardinals. Some guys dressed as a referee doing trivia, and he just asked. Do you know the trivia question that he asked?
I do not.
You didn't hear that?
It's getting kind of crazy in
here,
man.
It's getting wild.
It's picking up.
He asked, what was our start date together, you and I?
Oh.
Yeah. Very obscure.
Oh, gosh.
Question.
I don't know that.
But somebody won.
Really?
We've talked about it before.
Yeah,
you should know that.
I figured like this is a former Mike in Richfield sort of question. That's
right.
The sort of thing that he would know. He's our show historian.
If you're a true P1, you would know this. And Ryan Huddleston knew it, and he just won the A&A. What is that thing?
I don't know.
I think it's like a thermos.
I was going to say, is it a bottle of booze?
Type of thing.
I don't know what he won.
Anyway, this place is great. We've already interviewed the sportsbook director, Hugh, who is great.
Well, tell our listeners, what's the answer? What's the date?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can you tell me?
September 25th, 2005.
Really?
Yes, and the reason we've talked about that before is our anniversary is... That's when we signed on the dotted line together.
Yes.
That's the same as my and my wife's anniversary.
Yes, you have a work anniversary and
on the same day. Which is crazy.
We know which one's more important.
Yes, definitely you. So anyway, kind of cool. This place is great. We really appreciate them having us out. Coming up, we'll talk about who USC may play in the Pac-12 title game. That is a very dicey.
Because USC is locked in at this point, and then the other half, it's up in the air.
Yes. I am workshopping a sports theory.
Okay.
And because, I don't have time for it right now. Let's get to it next. Something just happened, a breaking sports story.
Yeah, it looks like it here.
That is playing right into my sports theory that I was going to bring up as a workshop. Dude, I think this is a real thing.
Okay.
And there are other teams that it applies to in college football. We will get to that in our next segment. But right now, let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
Monday, MASH unit, Tennessee quarterback Hendon Hooker is done for the season. He tore his ACL in the loss to South Carolina.
That stinks. You know, the young man was having a special year, and for a lot of people, he had moved up to like number 3 to number 5 on their draft boards for quarterbacks, and now the ACL tear, and you know, and then your season kind of goes down the drain. You're getting blown up by South Carolina, so you feel for him. By all accounts, a really, really good young man.
Justin Fields, Bears quarterback, they say is day-to-day. He looked awful. Hurt
yeah.
in that game against Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, the shoulder that went. And look, this is kind of his ability to run has made him a different quarterback, but this has always been the bugaboo with running quarterbacks is when you take those extra hits and you're falling and people are on top of you, all it takes is one of those, and now all of a sudden you're banged up and availability is a big deal.
Kyle Pitts, Falcons tight end, yep. Torn MCL. He's been placed on IR. Surgery is likely for him.
It's all right. They're not throwing the ball to him anyways.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird
Well, that whole Mariota thing, it's kind of come and gone. Although they're in the playoff picks, but
number four.
The shine has come off of Marcus after their,
Denver,
their start.
Denver cut Melvin Gordon today. He can't hold on to the football. It was his fifth fumble on the season, so they cut him.
12 since he's been there.
Niners can tie the Seahawks atop the NFC West with a win in Mexico City tonight against the host Cardinals. No Kyler Murray for Arizona, so it'll be Colt McCoy. That one's about ready to get underway. And a great place to watch it is right here with us.
Yeah, get up here. And you can live bet it. Come on, let's go.
strained calf for Damian Lillard. He will be out 1 to 2 weeks.
Yeah, this is a little scary in that this is the same calf, and now they're saying this is a deeper muscle in the calf, 1 to 2 weeks. It's just kind of one of those things that like, you don't think much about it. I know they're playing it safe, but we think calf, you think of Achilles, so let's just hope that they give him as much time as possible and that this doesn't become a reoccurring thing, because if that turns into a season-long thing, your season's in a lot of trouble.
Blazers have lost 3 of 4. They are in Milwaukee tonight, just about to get underway.
That's a tough 4-game stretch coming up.
Number 3.
The United States is underway at the World Cup, and apparently internet is pissed about this because they tied Wales 1-1.
Yes, and apparently, due to my excellent soccer eye, they should not have given up the equalizer after being up 1-0 because they were dominating the pace of play against Wales.
Yeah, I love how all of a sudden everyone's a soccer expert now because they watched one World Cup.
I guess.
I don't know. Look, they tied Wales. I don't know if that's good or bad. I know that England smoked Iran.
Yes.
Six to two.
Well, England is a much better team than we are.
Yeah.
I think England has the third or fourth best odds. A couple things out of there. The riot police have already shown up, though, because of rowdy fans.
Not drunk.
No one's showing up at games. There's empty seats everywhere. And a reporter was...
Again, not drunk.
And a reporter was denied entry into the game for about 60 minutes because he was wearing a T-shirt with a rainbow on it.
Oh, wow.
You're not allowed to have anything supporting LGBTQ.
Jeez, man. Brutal.
And a couple of the teams went away from the idea they were going to wear armbands with a rainbow logo that said, like, One Love. And they have decided to not do that.
Portland has landed the women's NCAA Final Four.
This is really cool. Now, it's in 2030, so yeah. It's a ways off.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get the Final Four for the men. We don't have a stadium big enough to hold it. You know, they hold those in the big, 60,000-seat arenas. But here locally, we love to support these sorts of things. We're great as far as women's sports go. And I just think this is an awesome, awesome event for the city of Portland. And I can't wait. I wish it was sooner.
I do feel like, you're right, the men's Portland maybe not the best fit.
Yeah.
Obviously, it won't get it. You're right.
No.
But for the women's Final Four, I think this is a great fit.
Awesome. We're going to pack that place. It's going to be rowdy. We love to support women's sports. Look at the great programs at Oregon, Oregon State, the UP women's soccer team, the way we support the Thorns. And by the way, the University of Portland will be the host for that.
Number one.
And number one is some late breaking news out of college football. And this is not official because it has not been announced by Auburn. But the word is Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin is stepping down as the Rebels coach this Friday and will head to Auburn to become the Tigers' next head football
coach. How about that? Now, this was being kicked around for the last week to 10 days. And I don't, like I said, we'll find out when this becomes official. But some of the numbers that they were throwing around
were, big money.
Were Jimbo Fisher type money.
Yeah.
That Auburn was talking about. So, I mean, look, I think Lane Kiffin's a hell of a coach. Is Lane Kiffin worth 11 or 12 million bucks that they were talking about? I don't know. But apparently Auburn is willing to go all in on this one.
Well, I think that's a hell of a hire.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start to get into the $100 million range, I mean, how many guys are truly worth that? Maybe one, maybe two.
Well, and people,
but that's the going rate these days.
And people asking why Lane would be willing to do this. As good as Ole Miss is, Ole Miss doesn't have the resources that Auburn
has,
right. Plain and simple. And especially with the collective. Remember, Lane was the guy that was coming out that was basically saying, you know, woe is me at Ole Miss. You know, we need to do something here because we don't have the money to compete with some of these big boys. And that goes back to the Jimbo Fisher, the Texas A&M thing. You know, there was this idea that collectives would have to raise a couple million bucks in order to each year to buy these recruiting classes. And now some people are saying that could be in the 20 to 25 million a year that you need to compete with some of those big boys. And it just doesn't sound like Ole Miss had the resources to do it. And maybe Auburn is willing to jump into that deep end.
There's your hot 5 and 5. Okay, so based on that news, I was workshopping a sports theory that I was going to bring to you today. But boy, does this... This news with Lane Kiffin just lends credence to what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'll spit that out when we get back. And then we'll get into, I do have the scenarios here, and it's a bit convoluted, but I think it's hilarious. Who will USC play in the Pac-12 title game? The definitive answer.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So in my notes today, A&A Sportsbook, that's where we set up shop. And the game is underway. Niners, Cardinals in Mexico City, and it is raining.
Yeah, it looks like a torrential downpour there.
My man here has, he came out to see the show. He has a great bet. I think it's a lock, as I told him.
Of course.
He has got the Niners, the under, and Debo Samuel anytime tutty. I don't think it can miss.
That's his parlay?
Okay, so I put this in my notes to come and talk to you about today for a segment. Because I was thinking about this over the weekend as I watched college football. And sure enough, one of them happens today. And that is, it sounds like Lane Kiffin is headed to Auburn to be the next head coach there, leaving Ole Miss.
Yeah, there's a local reporter there, and he's the only one that has it so far. But he's the same guy that had the news that the AD from Michigan State was, or was it Mississippi State?
Mississippi State,
yeah. SMU.
Was going to Auburn.
That was going to Auburn. And so you're now getting, like, CBS Sports retweeted it. So apparently this guy's pretty dialed in, and
so,
there you go.
And this isn't like, oh, this isn't like any sort of genius thought or anything, but as I watch college football over the last handful of weeks, I've noticed some schools that have gone into the toilet.
Yeah.
And I've looked at each one of them and gone, my God, each one of them has a coach who is coveted by other schools. And there are a lot of openings this year.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech's open, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Auburn. What am I missing? Arizona State.
Oh, yeah.
There are others.
Which, by the way, Dillingham is vaulted to that. Yeah. They're saying that he's the odds-on favorite now.
So coaches who are leaving for other jobs, it seems to me, have teams in the toilet after strong starts.
Huh. So I hadn't thought about that.
Well, here, I'll list it for you. Ole Miss has lost 3 of 4 games.
Okay. After being a top 10 team.
Yes, exactly. They almost lost to Texas A&M, and they just got blown out in their last game by Arkansas. Sure enough, we find out today it's possible, not confirmed, but possible that Lane Kiffin is leaving.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but Kansas has lost 5 of 6, and they just got absolutely housed by Texas. Did you see the final score of that game?
Yeah, it was
game?
Like 50-something.
55-14.
Yeah.
Again, they started, I want to say, 5-1. Interesting. Yeah. Maybe Lance Leipold is,
well, there was some talk,
on his way out.
There was some talk that maybe he could be the next Nebraska guy.
Yeah, see, that's where I would... Actually, I would peg him more towards Wisconsin. Because he used to coach at Wisconsin Whitewater.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Oklahoma State. I don't know if you've watched Oklahoma State. All of a sudden, they are a completely different team.
Yes.
They have lost 3 of 4.
Also once a top 10 team.
Yep, and they got their quarterback back this past weekend, and they no-showed against their arch rival, Oklahoma, Bedlam. I mean, that is a huge game down there, and right. They were down 28-0 in the first quarter. Mike Gundy, my theory, perhaps Nebraska? If Lane Kiffin is going to Auburn, and Ole Miss is in the toilet, Leipold, maybe Wisconsin, Lane Kiffin, Gundy, Nebraska, and there's another one. Have you noticed what happened to Liberty?
Yeah, Liberty after, you know, crushing. Like, Liberty at one point was on par to be the best non-group of five, and Liberty fell apart.
They have now lost 2 in a row, and they lost this last week to Virginia Tech, who is 3-8.
And
Hugh Freeze. Is he going to Nebraska? Is he going to Arizona State? Is he going to Wisconsin?
I'm intrigued.
So I don't know. Like I said, it's not some, like, you know, groundbreaking theory, but all of those teams are in the toilet, and sure enough, we find out today one of their coaches is leaving.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, you see this all the time where...
Well, look at the Ducks.
Yeah.
Last year with Cristobal.
With Cristobal. You see this all the time.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, you just get a vibe that
yes.
Because when you get a coach that is rumored to go somewhere, and people around the building know that there's teeth to that rumor, everyone starts looking for their own,
right,
to cover their own ass.
Well, don't you think in the case of Cristobal or maybe Lane Kiffin, you think it's hard to keep, like, if that's really happening,
you know,
the players know.
The players know, coaches know.
The
coaches know. Again, this goes back to you basically have to start covering your own ass. You have to start thinking about, okay, if this is true, am I going to be someone that's going with the coach? And if I don't think I'm going to be with the coach, then I got to start thinking about where my next job is. This goes back, there was an article in The Athletic about, who was the Michigan guy? Biff Poggi. There's an article in The Athletic maybe a week or two ago about how when he came to Michigan, one of the things was Michigan was splintered. There were like 6 different factions amongst the coaching staff. And Biff was the guy that kind of brought them all together. And so there's this idea that there's always this unity at these programs, and it's just not the case. And so when you do get one of these things that pops up and there is some teeth to your coach leaving, yeah, I can totally see where that splintering begins to happen, and that has a trickle-down effect. Winning in college football is so hard. And that's when you're all pulling in the same direction. When you start getting cracks in that foundation, absolutely I can see where that pulls the team apart.
Now, 2 of those schools, Oklahoma State and Kansas, lost their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking to debunk the theory, you know, they did have some quarterback issues.
Sure.
But, like I said, Oklahoma State's guy and Kansas's guy, by the way, were both back this week, yeah, and they both got housed.
Yeah, total no-shows.
So, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything to that, but I think it's something to keep an eye on in future years, too.
Yeah. I mean, and it goes to one of those things where if you're looking for...
A gambling angle,
right?
That's it right there.
Finding a coach that's maybe, you know, 1 foot out
sniffing
the door.
Around.
I got a buddy of mine who swears by it, and he's fairly well connected. The Green Bay Packers, when they lost the second of the back-to-back Super Bowls, right when they lost to the Denver Broncos, do you remember what happened right after that Super Bowl? Do you remember what happened to their head coach? Mike Holmgren, by the way. Oh. Signed the biggest deal in
went
NFL
to the
history.
Seahawks?
Went to the Seahawks. And if you think for 1 second that he didn't have 1 foot out the door during that Super Bowl, you're fooling yourself.
Right.
And he swears. He knows a lot of people. He was involved in the sports scene back in Wisconsin. And he swears up and down that you wouldn't think it, but, you know, the Super Bowl, it was not the most important thing. And you can tell yourself that it is the most important thing and you're focused in. But when you've got your eye somewhere else, again, when you're talking about winning something like that, it's so hard to do.
I buy it.
Any sort of loss in focus. You see this in college football when a team goes and plays a bowl game or goes and plays in a national championship and one of their assistant coaches leaves to go take another head coaching job. Now, last year, Lanning was able to stay focused at Georgia, but a lot of times the head coach...
But he was a coordinator.
He was a coordinator, but a lot of times the coaches will even cut that coordinator loose and just be like, you know what? You've got other stuff on your mind, and I need us all pulling in the same direction 100% on this.
Didn't Kiffin take...
Kiffin left.
I thought he stayed for the...
No.
He didn't.
He left.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Sark was the coordinator of the national title, okay, and they lost.
Yeah, you're right. Because he bailed and everybody said it's because he couldn't stand Saban.
I think Kiffin won one, and then the next year, it was one of the years they lost to Clemson. But he left, and a lot of people do blame, you know, that sort of breakup there for Alabama losing in the national title game. But it is... I don't know if this is, you know, each one of these ends up with a guy leaving, but I totally buy into the idea that a coordinator or a head coach that's already looking for a better deal down the road, that 100% trickles down to staff, players, everything, and it can completely infect a team.
Yeah,
and the Crystal Ball one is a great example of it last year.
That is a great example. I'm a Kansas fan, and as much as I want to say that I think they can keep Lance Leipold, who's 50, I think he's 58 years old, so he's a little older.
Yeah.
As much as I want to say they can keep him, I'm just looking at the team going, something's up.
Yeah.
Because they're just not the same. They're terrible now.
Yeah.
And they were really good earlier.
They were all playing, like you said, with a little bit of chutzpah and a little bit of fire. Yeah. And, you know, I've been on enough teams where, you know, and sometimes it's an unspoken thing. Other time guys are talking about in the locker room. But when you start, again, I just say cracks in the foundation. When you start to see those little cracks that show up, whether you want to admit it as a player, it can have an effect on your day-to-day performance because winning at the highest level is just really hard to do. And, you know, even if it's a 5%, you know, decrease somewhere, 5% is the difference a lot of times between winning and losing these sorts of close games.
All right, who will USC play in the Pac-12 title game? We will give you the definitive answer coming up next. We're at Alan A. Sportsbook. It is 5:30. Here's Buck with Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, we are at Alinea Sportsbook, where it's getting to be a packed house.
Yeah.
For Monday Night Football, Niners, Cardinals.
Blazers as well coming up here in just a bit, right?
They're on right now. I'm surprised they don't have that on. Oh, there it is. It's down there.
Oh, there it is.
No, that's the Bulls. They don't have that on. Look at that. The
Come
Blazers
on.
Not a hot item here in Southwest Washington in Ridgefield. But we're out here partying with the show. We'll have the club coming up. A couple things. Yellowstone returns to record ratings, and this is a bit of a shocker, but the anti-woke bank is shutting down.
What?
Stunning.
Whenever I watch Yellowstone, which, by the way, can I say three episodes in?
I know, dude.
Boy, it's,
that show.
It is.
It's so dramatic.
Yeah, it's not. It's struggling right now. My favorite part of Yellowstone right now is all the ads.
Yeah.
There has never been a more targeted audience.
Sylvester Stallone ads?
For your advertisers than you have in Yellowstone. If you ever want to, like, if you ever want, like, the most big, bald American, ads, watch Yellowstone.
Yeah.
You will get nothing but, like, Western gear, trucks. It's just everything is uber, uber manly.
I thought you meant that Sylvester, I don't know what show Sylvester Stallone is doing, but he's got a new show.
Oh, yeah, Tulsa King or
oh
whatever.
Oh, my God, they cannot stop advertising that show.
Well, that's the same guy that Tyler Sheridan or whatever.
Taylor Sheridan. Good grief.
No, just.
I will not watch just because it is being rammed down my throat.
Just every time that it goes to commercial, just watch. You will get a little more American and a little more manly with every ad that runs on Yellowstone.
That's a big audience.
Yes, it is.
So who will USC play in the Pac-12 title game? They are in, no matter what they do against Notre Dame.
Yes.
Oregon will make it if they beat Oregon State.
Simplest way.
But that's a little dicey because, as we know, Bo Nix is quite hobbled. So the other way Oregon can make it is if Washington State beats Washington.
Mm-hmm.
If Washington State wins the Apple Cup, Oregon is in.
Even if they lose.
Correct.
Yes.
There are two ways Oregon can make it.
Okay.
Now, Washington makes it if Oregon loses. They win Washington. Mm-hmm. They got to beat Washington State, and they are a favorite to do so, although it's in Pullman.
Yeah, I saw this little one, too, because Washington State's actually good this year. They've got a winning record that I think it was since, like, 1990. Washington State has gone into the Apple Cup with a winning record 8 times. They are 1-7 in those games.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, for a while there, they had a real Chris Peterson problem with Mike Leach, and so, you know, we'll see. But Washington State has not had a great run of luck here in these Apple Cups when they've had a good year going.
So Washington makes it with a win over Washington State, an Oregon loss, and UCLA must lose to Cal.
Cal, which is not going to happen.
Well, it could. I mean, it very well could.
It's possible,
DCR turns it over another 17 times, then it could happen. So if UCLA wins the game against Cal,
mm-hmm.
the Huskies get to go. If Utah loses to Colorado,
which again, not very likely.
So what we're getting at here is that there could be it's not a far-fetched thing.
Yeah,
that there is a three-way tie between Oregon, Washington, and Utah.
Yeah,
Would you like to know? So if you want to know Utah's scenario, it's very specific. They must win. They have to beat Colorado. Mm-hmm. They need Washington to win. They need Oregon to lose. And they need UCLA to win. Which, by the way, all of that is very plausible.
Yes, that I know there's a lot in there, but all of those things I'm guessing would be chalk, right?
No, Oregon losing would be a minor upset.
Because that's only, what, three and a half at this point?
Three and a half. So there could be a three-way tie. If there is a three-way tie, I was reading through this morning. Mm-hmm. The first tiebreaker, so that would be Oregon, Washington, and Utah, right?
Yes.
Because Oregon State's already had three conference losses. The first tiebreaker is head-to-head. But Washington and Utah did not play, so we have to skip that one.
Okay.
The second tiebreaker is win percentage against all common conference opponents. In a stunning turn of events, they are all 5-1. The third tiebreaker would be record against next highest common opponents,
okay,
which are UCLA and Oregon State. Stunningly, they are all 1-1.
So now we're on to number four.
We are on to the fourth tiebreaker.
When do we flip a coin?
I think that's like eighth or ninth. So it's going to end here. The fourth tiebreaker is where it ends.
Okay.
It's the highest combined win percentage in conference games of conference opponents. That is terribly confusing. But basically what that means is strength of schedule in the Pac-12. Do you know who that favors?
No, I have no clue.
You wouldn't. Utah.
Okay.
Regardless of who wins the Arizona State game, Utah would go if it gets to the fourth tiebreaker, which it will if they all three tie.
So I'm under the so basically what you're saying is Utah's opponents have a better win percentage than the others.
Exactly.
Opponents in conference.
They played a tougher conference schedule. Is the way I think I'm reading that correctly. They play a tougher conference schedule. So Utah would go, Oregon would be second, and then Washington would be third in the fourth tiebreaker scenario.
Okay.
So it's not crazy to think Utah beats Colorado, of course. UCLA beats Cal, of course. Washington beats Washington State, and then Oregon loses the Civil War. Utah's in.
Okay.
Are you following?
We're following. I'm trying
to be as clear as possible.
Because it is a little convoluted, but yes. I'm trying to take a second and let that absorb.
Let's see if Buck is following. Buck, are you even paying attention in there? And do you know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. It is tough to follow. If I could get like a one-pager, like a spreadsheet or something that just had like a flow chart, perhaps, that would be helpful. But I think I follow this, yeah.
All right.
Basically,
so here's a quick...
if the scenario that you think is plausible to lead everyone to a tie, then Utah's the one that most benefits.
Yes, but you need Oregon State to beat Oregon. And
right,
that's
the
upset.
In the scenario that you laid out.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So
clear as mud.
Clear as mud.
USC could play any of the three. Most likely, it's Oregon.
Oregon wins, USC, Oregon. And I think, you know.
Next is Utah, though.
Yes. And if you're, you know, I get it. If you're a Beaver fan, that's obviously not the one you're hoping for. But from a national standpoint, Oregon and USC in the title game, which a lot of people thought at the start of the year, two top 10 teams.
Healthy Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I can't. That game, that's the game I want to see.
And you got USC playing for a shot at a national championship. You got Oregon playing for a shot at the Rose Bowl. That would be a huge, huge game. And for Oregon State, you know they'd love nothing more than to stick it right where the sun don't shine for the Ducks.
That's what I was about to say.
And ruin their season.
I feel like, boy, this is a really tough spot for Oregon.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at it through a lens of you've got a rival team, Oregon State, who really feels like they should be in this conversation and probably should. I mean, they lost to USC by, I mean, if Chance Nolan throws two less picks, they beat USC.
Yep.
Right? And then they barely lost to Washington. They lost by 3 points, a combined 6 points.
They're right there.
So they feel like they should be right there. They're at home. They're already going to a bowl
game.
Nothing
to lose.
They're playing nothing to lose. They know they can knock their rival out of the Pac-12 title race.
Yep.
That is a danger spot for Oregon.
It's going to be a great game.
And Oregon State's playing really good football.
Yeah.
They have a good defense. And from what I've seen of Oregon, well, what we've all seen of Oregon's offense with Bo Nix struggling the way he has,
it's not the same.
Oregon State is going to be able to slow them down. They
yes.
need Bo Nix.
And remember that Oregon State
to be able to run the football.
If Oregon State gets healthy, and you know they were without their two DBs in that one last week, and it didn't really matter against Arizona State. We talked about this that the teams that can give Oregon problems are the ones that can play man on the outside and then load up to stop the run. And when healthy, Oregon State can do it. Oregon State absolutely can do it. So, I mean, health of both of these football teams is going to be a big deal. Now, just taking any sort of fandom out of it, the game that everyone wants to see is Oregon-USC. That's the one that people want to see. But, you know, I will have zero problem if Oregon State finds a way to knock off the Ducks, because I love when rivalries are actual real rivalries.
Well,
and what Jonathan Smith is building there at Oregon State, and maybe a little ahead of schedule, I think this would be such a huge boom for their program to be able to knock Oregon off in this game that I wouldn't feel one bit bad.
Well, I think what you're teeing up here is a really, I don't know, does it always feel the same when you go to the Pac-12? If you're an Oregon fan, when you go to the Pac-12 title game, I would imagine it feels different every time. It's the team's different, coach is different, or whatever.
Yeah.
In my estimation, and I'm saying this not as an Oregon fan, just as an outside observer, if they totally blew the Washington game, give Washington credit, but if Oregon does a couple of things differently in that game, they win.
Yeah, Utah feels the same way this last week. You know,
and,
you
feel
and like
they're
you gave
in
it.
The yeah. college football playoff conversation. So it's heartbreaking, right? To be able to regroup, if you were with Bo Nix as banged up as he is, that to me is the key. Because if he can't run, I mean, Utah knew that he couldn't run. Once Utah figured out Bo Nix wasn't going anywhere, Oregon's offense did nothing.
Yes.
So if you are able to regroup from that Washington heartbreaker and beat and just grind one out against Utah, like Bo Nix played great throwing the football, you beat a good football team, and then you're able to go on the road and win at Oregon State, that all they want to do is knock you off, and that is a good team. Dude, I don't know if they're all equal, but that is one satisfying Pac-12 title appearance, in my opinion.
Yeah, and maybe that soothes some of the burns off of...
And then you get the game that you want to see. You want to see them play SC. Yeah. If they win, you hope you beat them, but... Yeah. You need Bo Nix healthy to do all of that, but if they do that without him healthy, that's just amazing.
It's a great final week in the Pac-12.
It really is.
And in the Apple Cup, too, that we got a meaningful game up there with Washington State. I think it's been a really, really good year for the Pac-12. I think the Pac-12 finally has achieved a measure of respect here, and the fact that you still have a team in USC potentially in the college football playoff, I just think this has been a very good year for the Pac-12, and I hope it finishes off strong.
And how about the last weekend?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody was watching USC-UCLA. It was the game of the weekend in college football, and then Oregon-Utah.
Yep. And now we got USC-Notre Dame. Eyeballs are going to be on that.
All right, our college football weekend walnuts. We'll wrap up the rest of college football when we get back. It is 5:48. We're at Alena Sportsbook and Casino in Ridgefield. It's Isaac and Suk on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, just a few minutes left here in our show before we really goof off at Alena. Just wrapping up the college football weekend. It's a segment I like to call the College Football Weekend Walnuts. And it was wild. The top four in the playoff rankings, every one of them was put on upset alert.
Yeah, well, and you know, Ohio State had a close one, but Michigan and TCU came down to the final play of the game. I mean, who would have thought Michigan and Illinois?
Wow.
I mean, we thought TCU-Baylor was going to be good. But Baylor gave away that game. I mean, Baylor should have beat them.
They sure did.
But TCU just...
I feel like Illinois kind of gave it away, too.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Very conservative.
Boy, you see that all the time. I will never understand. You've got nothing to lose, right? No one expects you to be in this game.
Hallelujah.
You've got Michigan on the ropes, and you get a pucker factor. It drives me crazy.
And you just hold on.
Right, and Corum goes down.
Stay aggressive.
Their Heisman Trophy running back, he goes down. But give Michigan credit. Also to Michigan, right? They were down, what were they down, 4 or 5, right? With about 4 minutes to play, they got stopped like the 20, kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of people like, oh my gosh, you need to get the ball. They got the ball back, drove down, got another field goal. Thanks for coming. But, I mean, every year that you, and who knows if Michigan beats Ohio State and what happens, but every year where you have a special year, there always is one or two of those games where you just find a way to pull it out and give Michigan and TCU credit. They both did that in nail-biting fashion.
The thing about TCU, you just cannot take anything away from them. I know most people are probably watching them going, they're overrated.
No.
They're going to go to the tournament and they're going to get walloped.
Probably.
And that may happen, but man, you've got to give it. Dude, this thing is so tough to go undefeated in a Power 5 league, and they're doing it. It's really incredible. They've been in every single game, it seems like. They're pushed to the brink, and they come up with a way to win.
What I hate is, let's say they finish this thing off, right? And they play Georgia, and we've seen this before, and we probably know what happens. And then I hate when then we crap on TCU and say they shouldn't have been there. Well, if they're not supposed to be there by going undefeated, then what the hell are we doing? What do you mean you don't deserve it?
That's the best versus deserving conversation.
Exactly.
And they're certainly deserving.
But exactly. If you're going to say that, then let's just go back to the old days of picking our national champion based on what we think, right, as opposed to head-to-head. I hate that argument. I get Michigan State got drilled when they made it. I get that we've seen this game
before.
Washington
did too.
Washington.
Right?
Although, you know, they just couldn't score. Their defense held up pretty well against Alabama. But if you go undefeated, you win your conference. Yes, and 9 times out of 10, maybe Georgia does hammer you. But, you know, on the off chance, you know, these are the games you want to see. And that's why I hope eventually we get to 12. Well, I know we're going to get to 12. I just want it sooner than later so that we get rid of this absurd notion that you have to be perfect or that upsets, you know, can't happen. You at the end of the day, you're still going to get the Georgias and Alabama that are going to win the national titles, but maybe an upset or two happens in the early rounds, just like we do in the NCAA basketball tournament, and that'll be enough to add a little spice where we don't have to see the same three teams out of the four every single year.
Somebody tweeted this, and I don't know who to give credit to for it, but they tweeted, there is still a scenario where we get Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. We do.
Yeah.
There is still a scenario where that happens.
Yeah, because remember, Tennessee losing now, and if you get some chaos there and USC loses again, absolutely you could.
God.
But in all likelihood, you know, barring some sort of chaos, it looks right now, right, you're going to get the winner of Michigan, Ohio State. You'll get the winner of the SEC, more than likely Georgia, and then some form of Clemson, TCU, USC. Two of those three seems to be the kind of the general
idea.
Well,
I think Clemson, I feel like USC will jump to number 5 and most definitely control their own fate.
Agreed.
If they beat Notre Dame and win the Pac-12 championship, they're in.
They're in.
And TCU also controls its own fate. I don't think Clemson controls its own fate.
No,
they need
help.
Either TCU or... maybe LSU to win the SEC championship or USC to lose.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have the strength. The ACC is not viewed the same way as those other leagues.
Well,
but they are lingering.
And then if there is some chaos, do you get the Michigan-Ohio State if it's a close game? Because remember, after Michigan-Ohio State this week, now the other side of the Big Ten has simplified a little bit. Iowa wins against Nebraska, they're in.
Oh, my God, what?
They're in. Well, man, we had a 5-way tie, but a couple teams lost.
All Iowa has to do is beat Nebraska, and they're in the Big Ten title game?
That offense.
Against
Ohio State or Michigan.
The winner of Ohio State or
Yes.
Oh, dear.
That is in. Now, if Iowa somehow loses to Nebraska...
Is the spread 30?
Iowa can't score 30, so no.
Well, that would mean the spread would be 30. Well, they could hold. So maybe the spread's like 22.5.
Yeah, Iowa-Nebraska.
I'm saying Iowa against Ohio State. Or
Yeah, that spread will be 20. It'll be
22 and a half.
At least. It'll be huge. Remember, Ohio State played them earlier, and I think
Iowa.
I think they beat them like 42 to like 13. So if Iowa loses to Nebraska, then Purdue controls their own fate, and all Purdue has to do is beat Michigan State. And they're in. Now, on the offhand that Iowa loses and Purdue loses, then Illinois could jump back in,
okay,
and they could get the chaos. But more than likely, Iowa or Purdue. Think about that. Michigan and Ohio State, after they're done playing, their reward will be here's Iowa or Purdue.
Yeah, this is the Big Ten championship.
This is the Big Ten championship.
So who is tougher for the Ohio State-Michigan winner? Is it Illinois?
It doesn't matter.
Purdue?
It doesn't.
Or
Illinois probably would
Iowa.
Be. The, it would probably be Illinois.
Illinois tough.
Yes, it would probably be Illinois. I mean, they just gave Michigan
but
all
Iowa's
they could handle.
Got, you know, Iowa,
no,
you know,
no,
they'll
they
punt
don't.
10 times and they'll pin you, and it's tough. And it's like, God, dang it, we turned it over.
Your punt return team is going to be exhausted in that football game.
Now we're down 6-3, and it's like,
So that's the only thing to keep an eye on is that if the Michigan-Ohio State ends up being an epic one, let's say it's like 31-28 last-second field goal, one of those two teams, whoever loses, will be screaming from the rafters that they belong in. And we've seen two SEC teams get in, so I understand the argument.
If LSU beats Georgia,
they're going to be
watch out.
Yep.
Now you can all shut up because they're both going. That's taking two spots. By the way, lost in all of this is that Tennessee got housed.
Yes,
so they're out
by South Carolina. I mean, they got
Spencer Rattler
shillelied.
Yeah, so Tennessee was sitting there looking pretty good as a one-loss team.
Yep.
Now their quarterback is done for the season with an ACL injury, and they got rolled by South Carolina. See, this is why TCU deserves credit.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
Is that it is really tough to continue to win every week when the pressure mounts, as Joey Harrington, we talk about this with Joey Harrington all the time.
Yep.
This is why, also why I think it's really impressive if Oregon, with a hobbled Bo Nix, gets to the Pac-12 title game. Yeah. These are tough teams, Utah and Oregon State.
Yeah, they...
And this is the time of year where you slip up.
They say it all the time in the up in the Great Lakes region. They call it the Witch of November, that the winds blow off that, and it's not necessarily considered to be the worst time of the year, but it's sneaky. Like, you get these storms that come through, and more boats sink in November than at any other time, because you think you're like, oh, it's not
it's
that
fine.
It's not that bad yet, and then
we're
it picks
good.
Up. Yeah, we're good and we're fine. And then
TCU, man,
they call it the Witch of the November, and I'm telling you, that is a college football thing. You think you're cruising along, you think you're fine, and then that storm comes up and it capsizes your ass.
This is something I'll put in my notes to talk about it tomorrow. But give me another team, Power 5 team, that ended up running the table in its league. Because like we say, they always stumble.
Always.
Give me another team that's more shocking that they ran the table in their league than this TCU team. And I'm not saying that because they're bad.
Yeah, just
I'm
you
just
didn't
saying,
see
like,
it.
Dude, they're winning every week.
Yeah.
They're pulling it out. Give me another team that compares to them.
I'll have to look at it. You know, the only one that comes to mind, and it's going to be weird because you're not going to view them this way, but think back. It was the year after they won the national championship, and Jameis Winston came back. That Florida State team that got housed by Oregon, they were undefeated, and Oregon was ranked ahead of them because I swear there was like, I'll look it up. Yeah. I think there was 7 games that they were trailing in the fourth quarter, and Florida State came back and found a way to win.
Yeah, but that's Florida State.
I know, right?
They just won the championship, and they've got big-time athletes.
Yeah.
There is nothing like TCU.
No, it is very, very – it's just the first thing came to mind was Florida State, and that's what I was saying. Is like, that's Florida State. That's not TCU.
Do you think it's an indictment on the Big 12 that they're able to do – that they're undefeated sitting here right
now?
I
think it's a little bit of both. I credit to TCU, credit to Sonny Dykes, but come on, right?
Come on. They're not doing this in the SEC.
And they're not doing it in the Big Ten, and they're not doing it in the Pac-12. I've seen TCU play a bunch of times. If TCU had to run through the Pac-12, I'm being biased because I think the Pac-12 is good.
I feel like
I don't think they're undefeated.
To me, the Pac-12 and the Big 12 are pretty similar.
Yeah. But I think I think out here in the Pac-12.
I mean, you play any of the big boys in the Pac-12, winnable game.
Yes.
I mean, because none of them have any defense.
But to me, if you put SC, Oregon, UCLA, Utah, I think every one of those teams wins. I think they're the Big 12 champ. I don't know if they're undefeated, but I think every one of them this year is the Big 12 champ.
Well, if they all play TCU, is TCU 0-4?
I don't know if they're 0-4, but they and I'll throw Washington into that mix too, the way they're playing right now. And
well, that's what I mean. Is TCU 0-5 if they play Oregon, Oregon State, Washington, USC, and UCLA?
3-2, 2-3.
Joey Harrell to talk about this. We talked about all the Joey Harrell at the time. This also, this is why I think it's really impressive, really impressive if Hobble begin with us, gets Bo Nick, Otato get the Pac-12. These are teams, you tough teams, say, on Oregon.
Yeah, they.
This is the end of year, the time you just, where you flip up, you
see. They all the time, say it all up in the Great Lakes, in the region, they call November, which of November. That wins there, though, off that blow off. It's not necessarily necessary to be considered first time in the world, but it's the year. Sneak get these, like you come through storms or a boat and wink and note sink November. The other time, than any you think, because you oh, think you're like, it's not that bad yet.
Yeah.
That bad,
good.
And then we're good. Yeah, we're fine, and then we're fine.
You, man. DC.
They call the witch, they call November, and after the November, that in time, college ball is they call, think you're thinking you belong, your cruise is fine, think you're that storm, and then this up, and a storm comes upside. It capsizes your ass.
You know, this is something notes to put in my tomorrow. Talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.